deeper in the Lord. Deeper in the Lord. Come on, let's go deeper. Let's go deeper. Oh! Let's go deeper. Deeper. Deeper in the Lord. Deeper. 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 Somebody shake yourself. Say, I want to go. I want to go. Up in the balcony, I want to go. I want to go deeper. I want to go deeper. I want to go deeper. I want to. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, let's go deeper. Come on, let's go deeper. Come on, let's go deeper. 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 I see something. I see the glory of the Lord. I see the glory of the Lord. I see the glory. I see the glory of the Lord. I see the glory. I see the glory of the Lord. I see the glory. I see the glory of the Lord. I see the glory of the Lord. I see the glory of the Lord. I see the glory. I see the glory of the Lord. 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 Let me through. I see the glory. 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 I see the glory of the Lord on you now. In the name of Jesus. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. The glory of the Lord. Oh! Deeper, deeper, deeper. Deeper in the Lord. Deeper in the Lord. Deeper in the Lord. Come on, let's go deeper. Deeper in the Lord. Deeper in the Lord. Ah, yeah. Deeper. Come on and give him praise up here. Come on and give him praise. Yes. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes. Give him the glory. Glory. Glory.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Come on, church, make some noise in this place.
Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Thank you. morning. You started me on my way. I had food to eat, shoes on my feet, and you let me see another day. Thank you for being so good. Morning, you started me on my way. I had food to eat, shoes on my feet, and you let me see another day. Thank you for being so good.
before you in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to give us the comfort in the word that you reveal to us. Father, we ask that you hold your Holy Spirit upon us, and we'll speak the word that you have given to us. And Lord, we give you the praise, and we give you the glory, and we give you the honor. In Jesus' name. Father God, we come to you in your holy name. We come to you that you give us the divine word to speak your word and comfort you in your word. Father, this is the divine word you give to me that I will give to your peoples in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that your Holy Spirit would be upon us, and we ask that you would give us the divine word. Father God, I speak to you at your behalf in your holy name. Father, I give you the scripture that you give to me in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Father, this is your word you give to me to speak to your people, Lord. Father, we ask that you help us and deliver us into your holy word. Father, this is your word you give to me to speak to your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, this is the word that you have given to me to speak to your peoples. Lord, help us and guide us in your word. Father, this is your word that you asked me to give to your people. Father, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, Lord, help me to speak it the way you want me to speak it. And I give your word in the Lord, in the peace of God. Father, you said, speak your word, and you will give us to me. You said, if I speak it, you will speak it to me. And Lord, I'm asking you to speak it to me. And in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, help us to bear the right word. Father, I ask that you will speak your word to me, that I speak it to your people according to your word. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, oh Lord, I ask that you speak your divine word. Father, show me the way and give me the guiding of your word. I ask that my daughter will speak the words and she will read it to your people in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask my daughter to speak for me and speak the words to me in the name of Jesus. I'm asking Andrea Brown to speak the words to me that I speak it to your children. And I speak it the way you want me to speak it, in the name of Jesus. I ask Andrea to read the scripture for me, and I'll be able to speak your word. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Read the scripture.
She's coming from 1 Corinthians 12 chapter 14 through the 26th verse. And it says, the 14th verse is, for the body is not one member, but many. 15 says, if the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? 16 says, and if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? 17 says, if the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? And 18 goes on to say, but now have God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. 19, if they were all one member, where were the body? 20, but now are they many members, yet but one body. 21, and the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. 22, nay, much more those members of the body which seems to be more feeble are necessary. 23, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant commonness. 24, for our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to the part which lacked. 25, there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And finally, 26, and whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it.
The body of Christ, Lord, via your spirit to me, that I be able to via your spirit to your children and comfort you in your word. Where God said, let thy word be speaking to you. In the name of Jesus, the comforter of your word, when we speak your word, you are via your word to me. And Father, as I come to you in the name of Jesus, and I via your spirit to you, for the word that God has given to me, I speak it to your children. Let thy word speak in the name of Jesus. For in the fear of your word, it will be a fear to me in your fear. Father, I ask that your holy word be a to me in the comfort of your word, Lord. Father, you said in your word, I will speak your word. In the individual of word, I come for you, Lord. Lord, help me to be your word. Help me, Lord, that I'll be able to speak what you give me in your comfort in your word. Father God, you said in your word, Father God, I've asked that you reveal it to me and I'll reveal it to your people. Lord, you said if I speak, you will speak for me. Father, I've asked in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, these are your words you give to me. Oh, Heavenly Father, let thy word speak in your comfort of your word. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus, and I speak your word in the revealing of your spirit. Lord, let me speak what you want me to speak. And reveal it to me, Lord, that I reveal it to your people. Help me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, help me. Father, we need you to give the comfort of your word. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come in your spirit. Father God, in your word, I come. And I speak your word. Help me, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Amen. For the word to face the God, the shadow of the word, where I speak in your name. Father, the shield of your word appear to me, and let me speak out in your name. O comfort the Lord, I say the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, you said if I speak, you'll speak for me. And I'm asking you to speak for me, Lord, and let me feel the word that you give to me in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Father, you said your word is truthful. The body of Christ is one, and we are the body of Christ. We are the children of your word to speak for us. Father, you said, if I speak for you, you'll speak for me. And Father God, I'm asking you to speak in your behalf. Father God, I've asked that you will show us the way, that we'll be your spirit before us in the name of Jesus. Father, you said in your word, Father, help us to deal the truth and the meaning of your word. Father, you said, come to you and your word, and you will give the vision to your word. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth to give your word to your people. Lord, help us to do the right thing and give instruction to you. Father, you said if we break the word to your people, you will give to us. Oh, Lord, I come to you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Father God, I come to be a description before your people in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Father, bless us in Jesus' name. Father, you said, if I come to you as your daughter, will come to bring the words to you. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus, Father, give us a divide of your word. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' holy name, but Father, I will spill the spirit to you in the word. And Lord, you say, let thy word speak for us in your counsel. Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, help me to speak your word, Lord. You said in your word, Lord, if I speak it to your people, you reveal it to me. And Father, I come and deal the words to your people. Oh Lord, let thy word be free in the name of Jesus. Father, you said in your word, oh Heavenly Father, speak to me, Lord, that I speak it to your people. In the name of Jesus. Lord, for these are your words. In the face of your word, speak the word in the beginning of your word. And Lord, you said in your word, if I speak it, you will speak it to me. And I speak it to your peoples. In your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, you said in your word, if I speak it, you will speak it to me. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus, speak your word, Lord, and let me speak it to your people. Help me, Jesus, and I will give your word to the word of your word. Lord, in Jesus' name we say it. Give, not help me. Please. Jesus' name, the word is given to you. I ask God to speak it in the comfort of your spirit. Father, you said in your word, if I would speak, you would speak to me. In the comfort of your word, Lord. Help us, Lord, to veil the word. Help these words that there be the words of your people. For God have given us the word, and the word is given to you. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, for in thee faith, this body of Christ, in the name of one that speak the word and the veil to you. Oh, Father, I God, I ask that you give me the word. In the name of Jesus.
Come on,
baby,
praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Sometimes we don't understand why things happen the way that they do. Amen. But how many of you know God is still in control? Amen. He said, be ye ready at all times. Amen. As she continued to repeat the prayer, I began to write down what the Lord told me. He told me to tell you that she's making a declaration. Hold on, don't move her. She continuously made a declaration over and over and over and over again. And God said, sometimes things need to be repeated because sometimes the first time around, we don't hear it. Amen. So what was kind of, you know, confusing to some of you, and then some of you even thought maybe it was a little funny that she continued to repeat herself. It was for a reason. Amen. Because, see, she was willing to get up here and do what the Lord has called her to do. Amen. So let's continue to pray for her. And I wrote down, let them hear what the Spirit says to the church. She continuously made a declaration. And the word of the Lord went as, we are one. We are one in body. We're one in spirit. We're one in heart. When one hurts, the rest of us hurt, don't we? Amen. All of us in here should be feeling what she's feeling right now because we're connected. We're family. Amen. We're connected. Amen. And when one of us hurt, we all hurt. That's what the words say. How can you say to your eyes, you have no need of your eyes when you don't have your eyes, you can't see. Amen. When you don't have your mind, you can't think. Amen. So we tell God, thank you for her even taking on the challenge because we know the greater one lives inside of her. And she's already overcome. Hallelujah. Amen. So she started at verse 14. It said, for the body is not one member, but there are many members. He said, if the foot say, because I am not the hand, then I am not of the body. So that means we're all connected, aren't we? Have you ever got up in the morning and that foot wouldn't work right for you? I know that knee was kind of giving me a little trouble this morning. I had to, you know, where I used to be able to just pop right up. Now I have to sit on the side of the bed and talk to myself. Tell my, come on, self, get it together, amen. I need this knee to cooperate with this body so that we can get the moving. So we're all connected. We're all connected. And it says, verse 16, and if the ears say, because I am not the eye, I am not the body, is there therefore not the body? So we know we need our eyes, we need our ears, we need our hands, we need everything God's given us, don't we? Amen, because it serves a purpose. And she's part of the body of Christ because she serves a purpose. And I serve a purpose. And you serve a purpose. And when we're all connected and we all get where we're supposed to be in Christ Jesus, then we'll move smoothly. Amen. There should be no division among us and no dissimulation among us and no arguments and no dispute among us. We should all be thinking the same. And that's what? The kingdom of God. Amen. He said, if the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing? And if the whole were hearing, where would the smelling be? Right. Amen. So, you know, some of us, we could be colorblind, can't we? Yeah. Amen. When it comes to color, we don't see too well when it comes to color. But when it comes to distance, we don't see too well. And I see a lot of us wearing glasses today. Amen. Because I don't see too good far off or close up. But God is still giving me eyes for a purpose. Amen? And you have to understand that you play a part in the body of Christ for a purpose. Amen. So you, as small a member as you might be, you're still significant. We still can't do it without you. Amen? We still need you. We need you. Amen? And when you're not here, you are missing. We'll miss a part of you. Amen? How many of you have ever come and you sit in the same spot most of the time, every time when you come? Let me see your hand. See this. So you know when you ain't here, people know you ain't here. How do they know you ain't here? Because you sit in the same spot, amen? Amen. And now we don't want to claim it as your spot, but you sit in the same spot. That's just kind of your spot. Nobody named it. You didn't buy that spot, but you sit in that spot. So when you're not here, you are missed. And you have to know that as the body of Christ, we all play a vital part. Amen? Amen. So verse 18 is saying, but now have God set the members, every one of them in the body, as it has pleased him. Who has it pleased? God. So he's giving gifts unto man. Why? Because it pleased him. So when you get over there and you play for the Lord, amen, it pleases him. Amen? When you pray for God, it pleases him. When you preach for God, it pleases him. When you clap your hands for the Lord, it pleases him. Because that's why he created you and made you. Amen? Amen. And so we all in the body of Christ. And verse 20 says, but now are they many members, but yet one body. So we all got different functions, don't we? But one body. There's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Amen? He said, if anyone come unto you and teach you something different from what I've told you, this is Paul talking. He said, let him be cursed. Amen? We're all one. We could be different colors. We could be different shapes. We could be different sizes. We could be different nationalities. We could be from different countries. But there's only one body in Christ Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. And verse 21, it says, and the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. So that way we can't discard anybody. Everybody's needed. Amen. We all play a part in here. You want to know how you play a part? Get in here, get connected. And you'll see. Amen. A lot of times we want to say there's cliques in the church. There's no cliques in the church. You just got to get plugged in. Amen. And when you get plugged in, you'll see that you are needed. Your gift is needed. Your talent is needed. Amen. The word that God has laid in your heart is needed. The ability that he has given you, God has given it for his glory. Amen? Amen. So he said, nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be feeble are necessary. Some years ago, I had my appendix removed. And I thank God it wasn't anything vital that I needed. Amen. Because some things can be removed and you can live without it, like your gallbladder, your appendix, you know, different parts of your body. But we only got one heart. Right. Amen. Some of us, you can live with two, we got two lungs, but we can live with one. Amen. And know that everything in your body is significant. It plays a part. Amen. You don't believe it, let something happen to it. Let your blood start clogging up and it won't pump and filter right through your body. Before you know it, you've hemorrhaged and you've had a, what you call it, a blood clot that causes it to cut off the circulation to your brain. So everything in your body, everybody in the body of Christ plays a significant part. Amen. So he said, as those members are the body, which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. Our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. So for our coming, in verse 24, for our comely parts have no need, but God has tempted the body together. He's tempered it together. He thought about it. He connected it. Everything serves a purpose, amen? Why when you stump that toe, your mouth say, ouch? Because you feel it, don't you? Yeah, what about slam that finger in the door? Oh, Jesus. Amen. Your whole body feels it. Why? Because you're connected. Amen. You're connected. If you can't feel it, then that means something wrong. Amen. There's no blood circulation. Something's not working right. Amen. If you could just bang your finger and just go on like nothing happened. Amen. Usually people make some really ugly expressions and they really cry out and they say, oh, Lord Jesus. And hopefully that's all they say. Amen. They call on the name of the Lord. Because, you know, we could say some things. Amen. Amen. But it shows you that we're connected and it's all essential. It all plays a part. Amen. When you can't see clearly, it's hard for you to go anywhere. Right? If you're not seeing clearly, your whole body is really at a standstill, isn't it? Amen. If them legs don't work, you kind of limited in what you can do. So we all connected. Amen. So that lets us know we all come together and we all play a part. Amen. Stop staying away like you don't play a part. Come on in the house of God. Get plugged in. See if God don't begin to bless you and use your gifts and use. Some of us got gifts and talents. People don't even know you got gifts and talents. Amen. You like the one that had the talent and went to dig the hole and buried his. I ain't got but one, so you know, one ain't much. Amen. But if you use what God has given you, I promise you, he said, in the hands of him that looks like little, it becomes much. God will take that little bit you got and make much out of it. Amen. Amen. So he said here for verse 24, for our comely parts have no need, but God has tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to the part which lacketh. Amen. So for those of us that are weaker in the face, he said, let those strong bear the infirmity of the weak. Amen. Let those that are strong come on in and undergird those that are weak. Because at one time you were weak. Amen. At one time you were weak. Amen. And so he said, let the weak say, I'm strong. You have to say you're strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. And in the power of his might. He said that there should be no schisms in the body of Christ, but that their members should have the same care one to another. We are responsible for one another. Amen. We're connected. Amen. If you fall, I fall. If you hungry, I'm hungry. If you sleepy, I'm sleepy. We're all connected. Amen. Stop acting like the Lone Ranger. You know how some are so prideful. I don't want to bother nobody. Bother somebody. They might be praying, say, Lord, give me somebody to help. And here you need help and you won't even take it. Amen. Let them help you. That's a ministry, you know. The ministry of helps. That's what the usher board is. That's what the deacon board is. That's what the pastor is. That's what I am. The ministry of helps. That's what we do. We help you. Amen. Let us help you. Amen. Let us help you. Let us help you grow in the things of God. Let us help you advance in what he has called you to do. He said here, the members should have the same care one for another. And rather one member suffer, all of us suffer. When one of us is without, all of us without. Stop sitting back saying that's what they get. You're talking about yourself. Did you know that? When you talk about one another, you're talking about yourself. Because we're connected, aren't we? We're all connected. So when I see you struggling and see you fall, I'm supposed to be run over there to help you up. You my sister, amen? I'm supposed to be talking about you. I'm supposed to be mistreating you. Amen, I'm supposed to pick you up. Amen? So the word of the Lord that come to you today, woman of God, know that. The strength of the Lord is upon you right now. He is replenishing all that the enemy has tried to steal. He will no longer steal from you. And I'm telling you, your ladder is going to be greater than your former, saith the Lord. Yeah. Everything he tried to steal from you. But that prayer repeatedly that you repeated, I wrote it down. It was a declaration unto the Lord. And it was worthy of being repeated. Because it needed to get into our spirits and into our heart. Lord, give me what to say to your people. You kept saying, fill my heart with your words. Give me what to speak unto your people. Amen. So know that the Lord is with you. You will recover all, self God. And you're going to be, girl, you're going to be off the chain. Amen. Amen. That's what we do. See right here, that's what we do. We have each other's back. Amen. And we cover one another. Amen. Amen.
Life is like a baseball game. It takes 9 people to play the game. And every position is important. Without any lack of one position, we're going to fail. But if we can hang together in a spirit of love, spirit of truth, spirit of understanding, God going to exalt us to a level where we'll have the world wondering how they made it. We made it through hard trials and tribulation, storms, through rain, holdbacks. We still prevail. But it was through the power of the Almighty God that we was able to make it. And I just thank God for that. I thank you, Sister Joan. Thank you, Sister Linda. Both of you, inspiration of God. And you deserve a hand clap of praise. I want to say this to you. When you pray, you did pray, and ask God to guide you, order your footsteps, put on in your heart what needs to be said. Everybody in this building today should be telling God that same thing. I should never get up before God and don't acknowledge him in all things that he can direct me. Order my footsteps. I just thank him today for that. And I want to say to you this day, you've heard the word. If there's anybody here today that don't know or don't have that relationship with God, I come right now, offer right now, I offer you right now that you come. That you come right now. Giving your heart to the Lord. Committing your ways to God. I know we have had to alter prayer, but I want to say if you need prayer right now, you don't want to come join church, get in fellowship with God, but you need prayer. You already saved. We're going to ask you, just come, please. We ask that you come right now, prayer. You need a special prayer, come right now. Come now. The Lord waiting now, I'm telling you. And guess what? This is strange. God uses us to manifest himself. Just come right now. Come, you need prayer. Come right now. Sister Joan.
Come on.
Sister Joan. Minister. I ask that you do one thing. Have faith in God. Believe that every word that he said, it shall come to pass. And you watch God deliver. Watch God lift up. Watch God exalt you to a level where you've never been before. But you just need some faith and you need a confession with faith. And God going to deliver this day. Give him your heart today. Give him your heart.
All a part of God.
Give God your heart.
Is in that every need be supplied. More important. I need you to survive. More important to me.
I want everybody to be a believer today. Whatever the prayer request is for the people that share at the altar, I ask that you just have faith and talk to Jesus and tell Jesus to make them whole. Make them whole. Make them whole according to your will. And you're going to see God deliver even this day. Right before your eyes, he will deliver right now. Yes.
I need you to survive. You to survive. You with words from my mouth. I need you to survive. You pray for me. I love you. I need you to survive. You with words from my mouth of you, I need you to survive. Lord been mighty good to me. I tell it everywhere I go. Yes, I will. He loosed my shackle and set me free. I tell it everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, everywhere I go, everywhere I go. I got to tell it, I tell it everywhere I go. Sing along with me in choir. Talking about Jesus. I'm talking about the man up there. Oh, ho, ho, everywhere I go. Tell it everywhere I go. I got to tell it. Tell it everywhere I go. Say it one more time. Lord been mighty good to me. I tell it everywhere I go. Yes, I will. He loosed my shackle and set me free. I tell it everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, everywhere I go, everywhere I go, I got to tell it, I tell it everywhere I go. Sing along with me in choir.
I'll tell it.
Talking about Jesus.
I'll tell it everywhere I go.
I'm talking about the man up there. Oh, ho, ho, everywhere I go, tell him, oh,
tell him,
listen, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Yes, it is. Every day I love him. Yeah, I love him more and more. Sometimes I don't even serve him like I should, but he keep being on mighty good. So I got to tell him, I tell it everywhere I go. Sing along with me in choir. Talking about Jesus.
Oh,
I'm talking about the man up there.
Everywhere I go.
day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Do you believe it? Every day I love him. Yeah, I love him more and more. Sometimes I don't even save him like I should, but he keep being on mighty good. Oh, I got to tell it, I tell it everywhere I go. Sing along with me in choir.
I'm telling,
talking about Jesus.
I'm telling everywhere.
Oh,
I'm
talking about the man up there. Oh, ho, ho, everywhere I go. Oh, I he keeps on being mighty good, yeah. Woke me up this morning. I got to tell him. Cleared me, and he made me whole. I got to tell him. Been so good to me. I got to tell him. He's been so good to me. I got to tell him. Cleared me, and he made me whole. I got to tell him.
Tell it everywhere I go.
I got to tell him. I tell it everywhere I go.